All right, Scott. Can I just say thank you very much to Luke Banks in Telford, who has sent me this email.
Right.
Saying that he knows I don't have much luck with ladies because he listens to the show quite a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
But thinks my luck might change with this email that he's been sent to his... well, it's been sent round his office.
Okay. What is it?
Well, the email's called, which he's forwarded on, Seven Hot Things to Say to a Woman, which he thinks might be of help to me.
Hot things?
To say to a lady.
Right.
Okay.
And then what, if you said this, then your luck would improve with the ladies?
My luck will be a-changing.
Okay.
So thank you, Luke. I really do appreciate that, and thank you very much for thinking of me. Would you like to hear the top seven hot things to say to a woman?
I would love to hear them, yes.
Right, okay. Let's try these out on Laura, because she's a woman.
Right, and you want your luck to change with her?
Okay.
Do you?
Yes. No. 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 No, 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 no.
Oh, I think we might have that on tape.
No. No. Sorry. I didn't hear the question correctly.
You weren't paying it, no.
I wish you were a girl.
Okay. Here's number one.
Okay.
Hot thing to say to a lady.
Yeah.
I love your eyelashes. Instant reaction, Laura.
She must be looking at you very closely.
You kind of look a bit uncomfortable about that.
It's like eyelashes. Usually you say you've got nice eyes.
But, yeah, but you were talking about eyelashes yesterday. Weren't you talking about eyelashes in Preston for some unknown reason? Okay, you asked me about somebody's eyelashes as if I'd noticed them. So girls pay a lot of attention to eyelashes, so therefore if you're pointing out their eyelashes, then that shows how much you pay attention.
All right. So you think that's a good one, right?
Yeah, but I am a boy. but I think that's quite a good one, yeah. It's made Laura feel good.
I remember what it was. We were talking to Zane on the train, and he said, "Do you think I've got nice eyelashes?" Yeah, to me.
Yeah.
And I said, "Yes, you have." So, and went a bit red.
That's okay, here's a thumbs up for that one.
Here's number two, hot thing to say to a woman. Sex with you just gets better and better. Now, surely that's not on first meeting, is it?
I think you have to have been with somebody before you use that one, don't you?
I would think so. You can't just say that willy-nilly, can you?
I mean, can I offer advice to you as well to help you with these, lads?
Yeah, I'm lost.
Don't use that as an opener.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
First date.
They're not on a first date, no.
Number three. You look beautiful when you're sleeping.
Oh, I think that's quite nice.
Again, though, again, that can't be an opening line, because then they'll think that you're up a ladder looking through the curtains.
You look beautiful when you're sleeping through my binoculars.
Again, that's a rubbish one.
Number four, hot thing to say to a woman. The way you dance is really sexy.
That's all right, isn't it? You're just cringing at each one.
It's because he's saying them, that's why.
Why?
I don't really dance in a sexy way.
No, I'm not saying it might not.
No, you don't.
It might not necessarily be said to you.
Do that sexy dance that you do.
The way you dance is like a baby elephant. Does that work?
Number five.
Right.
You have a wonderful laugh. I think that's quite nice.
Has that been said to you often?
No.
I wouldn't say the word wonderful, though.
What would you say instead?
You've got a nice laugh. I like your laugh.
Well, that's a bit kind of apathetic, isn't it? Wonderful. I think you need to say wonderful. I quite like that one. Because do you know why as well? Because that's kind of suggesting that they have a good personality and you're not just obsessed with looks.
All right.
Yeah, but doesn't it suggest that they've got some kind of bonkers laugh if you've noticed it? You don't. The first thing you say to somebody isn't, "You've got a great laugh."
Eyelashes in the laugh one for me so far, but I'm a man. Just keep pointing that out.
Okay, here's number six on the list.
Mm-hmm.
You're so clever.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Anyone ever said that to you, Laura?
I think we're picking the wrong guinea pig here, to be honest.
Let's go and get somebody else.
And number seven on the list.
Yeah.
Your skin smells fantastic.
How close have you been to them at this point?
Again, that just implies that you're kind of sniffing them behind their back. I think that will make them uncomfortable as well. Scott Mills, Radio
1. Now, can I just point out, this is not chat-up lines, right? Loads of people are sending chat-up lines now. Mm. This is no corny rubbish. These are the things that you say to them in conversation. The top seven things, it's official, that make girls go, oh, because men are generally rubbish at saying nice things to girls.
It's a way of subtly worming your way into their affections rather than just coming out with a wham-bam chat-up line.
Hmm.
I've had a bit of an idea that I want to try out, if that's all right, because obviously that didn't work on me, so...
Well, you're not a proper woman, though, are you?
Exactly. So I've got the numbers of two actual ladies that I'd like you two to now phone up and try your lines on, if that's all right.
Those seven lines?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you would. So do you want to go first, Scott?
No, but I will.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd like you to phone up Joe Wiley.
What, and do I have to say these things?
There's a proper woman.
Yeah.
So I have to say some of these things that are hot for ladies.
Yeah, just make up a reason for calling her and then slip those in to the conversation.
Okay. She'll love you.
She loves me already.
Mm. Well,
I know, even
this
more.
This will confirm that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Hello. How are you?
I'm okay.
Cool. Are you going to,
No.
What?
I'm not, no.
Are you going...
I'm not on air, am I?
No. Are you going to Jenny's thing later?
No, I'm not going to go.
Why?
Because I've been away from home for a long time and...
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, cool.
Sorry.
You're so clever.
No, I'm not. Do you know what? I really would have liked to have gone, but I just... Because I haven't been at home.
You've got a wonderful laugh.
You've got a terrible telephone manner.
Yeah. And the way you dance is really sexy.
That didn't go as well as I thought it would.
Oh, okay. But when I said, you're so clever, she went, she kind of did like it a little bit.
Yeah, but that was the only one. The second one, she kind of said, you've got an awful telephone manner, and the third one, she hung up.
Ah, she's a bit of a cow, that's what. Most girls.
Oh, no, no.
Most girls would like that from a man like myself.
They certainly would. Just not Joe, obviously.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, who?
Right, I've sourced this number.
Yes.
I'd like you to phone Scott's mum, please.
Okay.
No way.
We have a...
No.
We have a bit of chemistry anyhow, so this will be fine.
It'll all be fine.
It's like when you did that singing with her ages ago. It's horrible.
I'm only going to talk to her. Please. I'm not going to do anything.
Please not my mum.
Have you got the list?
I have the list, yeah.
Please.
Okay, I'll go and put the number through. Stay away from there, Scott.
Right, okay. Can you not do number two on the list, please?
What the...
Right, okay, well, on the list, number one, I love your eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Yeah.
Number two, sex with you just gets better and better. Right? Not that
well,
one.
Well, I just have to see how the mood goes during the conversation.
Likewise, you look beautiful when you're sleeping.
No.
The way you dance is really sexy. Gross, 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 gross.
So just the eyelashes, is that the only one I'm allowed to
use? Well, you've got wonderful laugh, you're so clever, your skin smells fantastic. I don't want you to do any of
this. Leave your mum to me.
Are you ready for
yeah,
her?
Yeah, bring her on.
So wrong.
Put that on.
Oh, God, I need to leave the room.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hi, is Sandra there, please?
Speaking.
Oh, Sandra, it's Mark. I work with Scott.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
All good, thank you.
Cool. We're just going to plan a little surprise for Scott, and I just wondered, in order to do it, we need to get some shoes for him. I just wondered if you knew what size his shoes were.
Shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, let me think. I would say, if you go for 10, that'd be safe.
10?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so clever, thank you.
Okay.
You have a wonderful laugh when you said that, so do it again.
What are you going to do? What are you doing?
Well, you'll find out on air. Just do that laugh again, because you have a wonderful laugh.
When's it happening then? Tell me.
Well, hopefully later on this afternoon.
I'll stay, alright, I need to tune in then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, your skin smells fantastic. What are you wearing today?
Oh dear, you've got the gift of the gab, haven't you?
Have I?
You have, yeah.
Oh, Sandra, thank you. I love your eyelashes as well. Have you had them done since we last met?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
All right, then.
All right, you look beautiful when you're sleeping as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, that's a pleasure.
Okay.
Shall I see you soon?
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God!
Now, she laughed.
I told you not to do that one.
She laughed and flirted. And she laughed and flirted and thanked me. And,
oh,
and
my
was...
God.
They worked.
I need a wash. Scott
Mills. This is Radio 1. Radio 1.
It just proved that those lines work.
No, please don't.
Your skin smells fantastic. What are you wearing today?
Yeah, dear, you've got the gift of the gab, haven't you?
Have I?
You have, yeah.
Oh, Sandra, thank you.
Stop it.
All right, you look beautiful when you're sleeping as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, that's a pleasure.
Okay.
Shall I see you soon?
Bye.
Bye.
I think that just goes to show that she quite liked that chocolate.
No, she did not like it.
She really did.
No, she didn't.
That could be your stepdad.
I know my mum well. She did not like it. What?
Just imagine. Yes, just imagine. Because, you know, like, I quite fancy your dad.
Right, this is the wrongest show I've ever done on Radio 1. So, I might leave you to it if that's
I could
okay.
go out with your dad. I could be your new mum. And then Chopper could go out with your mum.
Right,
and
okay.
be your new
it's
dad.
It's 5:25. And next, it's the twang.